Okay, we'll say this was Avi Murray, after we saw Pilchas, and say this was the day of Moshe, and we'll see how. Okay, we have the Chumash here now. And tomorrow we'll have the Bechina at 1:30, 2:30? Is that?
Another 30.
Well, I don't know what time I'm getting coming back. That's the thing. It could be I'll be back by 11:30. We could do it 11:30 till 12:30 ish. So, I could call Jake and then let it. No, once I know when.
Yeah, I can imagine it's that long in the morning. But the.
Yeah, but, right. But if I'm back by 11:30, we could do it like from 11:30 till 12:30. Does that work? Zach, does it?
Sorry?
Because if I get back early, I can give the shir. I could give the machina at 11:30.
Yeah, it's
been 11:30. So I'll come to call as soon as I know. Once we things are winding and we're leaving, I can call Jake. Yeah. Because you're right, we don't have to give it at 1:30, right? And, yeah, we'll do it hopefully here. Okay, so we'll to TBA, right? To be announced. Okay, Parshas Emor is Parshas the Moados. So we're talking about Shabbos Hamosod Hulachem Minisim Asaf Shosechem. So there's a famous chazal that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, right? And it's learned out from these psukim, Gemara, because it says "Yidisim esav nafshoseichem b'tisha." Yachol b'tisha talmud lomar b'erev yibarav yachol b'tishah. Hakeitu masu b'sane. The Gemara says the call hamis chibtisha misadin halo basir misadin halo melachal kol ochel v'shosim b'chi page 2 at the bottom kol ochel v'shosim b'chi mala olav akosuv k'ilu misade chi v'asir. So so that's the this idea of eating before Yom Kippur. So. What's this idea of eating before Yom Kippur? So you could say simply that it has to do with just getting ready for the fast. Right? That's how some learn. There's a famous Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva on page 15. He says that he gives other explanations. In the second hour, he says, Ki he'erasim koso b'giyaz man kaparasa. Because if you have a suda, you show it's not just a technical thing. That of course you get a fast, so you should eat before. No, it shows that you're excited about this day coming because it can bring a kapara, and it shows how much you believe and you're doing, you know, of the travesty of your aveiros. So therefore, now that you're getting, whereas if you're not. You don't believe in the idea that the Averis are going to, you know, be held against you. And you know, so what's the big deal of Yom Kippur? You don't believe in the whole system. But the fact that you believe in the Kapara believes that you believe in the severity of the Averis themselves. And that's the Simcha that comes about. That's the first thing he says. And the second thing he says is that normally when we have a Yontif, so we have a Suda, to show the simcha of the mitzvah. Here, we can't eat on Yom Kippur, so therefore we have it before. And then the third thing he says is l'man echsach l'harbos v'tfil tachnunim, that we should be strong to say you have tfilas on Yom Kippur. Now, add to this discussion is the words of the Koch Ve'or, of Rav Yitzchak Blazer. And he says like this, 26, 27, 28. So this is the idea. that there's a famous Gemara in the Dorim Pei Aleph, at the bottom of page 27. A mom of the arts. Why was the base of Mikdash destroyed? So the famous Chazal, Shalom Berchu Batorah Tchila. The simple explanation is, Shlohoysa Chashuva Beinem Kokach Levarach Aleh. Right, the Ran. The Torah wasn't chashuv enough that they should make a bracha on it. So the question is, so what's, well, you know, still it's a little bit, you know, hard to understand. So he says on page 28, Achazal Amru, David David, read the famous pasuk in Malachim. Hamelch David Zakin Ba Bayamim, Vaychasu Ba Begodim Lo Yichamlo. David Hamelach was old and he was chilly, and he tried to put covers on him, blankets on him, and it didn't warm him up. So the Gemara says in Brachas that he tore Shaul's clothing, right? Mipnei shebizas habgad, shekras knaf mi'il Shaul b'ma'ara. He says because the teva of a beged is to be mechamek. You wear clothing, it warms you up. But if you disrespected something, then the potency of that thing won't be effective on you. In other words, so since David HaMelech was mevazeh the gadim, they tore the gadim of Shaul. So the consequence is that the Megan has Meteva, the ability to be Mechamim, but he was Mevazah the Megadim, so then it's not going to be Mechamim. That's what the Gemara says. So what the Kochvei Or explains, we're in the middle of Shia, I'll call you back. So what the idea being is what's Shalom Berchum Torah Tchila? The Berchus Torah itself, they didn't do that, so that's such a big thing. No, the answer is they did a lot of other events. The question is, how come the Torah didn't protect them? How come the Torah didn't protect them? That's the question. So the answer is, If they didn't show the proper hashivas to Torah, then the quality that Torah has, this I heard to the Boston Rebbe in Flapper, she said over this piece from the Kochvei Or, that in other words, Torah, just like a beged, has a quality to be mechamim, but if you don't respect the beged properly, it won't have that quality to you. So the same thing, Torah has a quality to protect you from all types of yetzaharas and all types of averas. But if you didn't show proper respect to the Torah, then the quality that the Torah has is not going to help you. So the same thing, means they didn't show enough respect to the Torah. So b'meila, the Torah is not going to have that potency that it's a Torah tavla. And that's the idea, that not that itself is the bad thing. It's the question is, how come the Torah didn't protect from all the other averas that they committed? The answer is because the Torah lost it, didn't have the potency to affect them because they didn't mechamed. Same thing by David HaMelech. How come the beged wasn't mechamed David HaMelech? Because if you don't respect the thing, then the consequence, it's not even a punishment, it's a consequence. To the commensurate with the amount that you respect something, it will have the ability to be potent, to be able to affect the way it normally would affect you, like the way a begging would affect you, the way the Torah would normally affect you, etc. And perhaps that's the idea by Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur is a mechaper, but you have to show that you're mechabed Yom Kippur. And the suit that they have before Chol is before Yom Kippur is the idea of being mechabed Yom Kippur. And Mimela, once you believe in Yom Kippur, you mechabed Yom Kippur, then you'll have the koyach to mechaper. And that's the idea. So when we talk about the mitzvah of Achilles and Erev Yom Kippur, and it has all these different ideas that we said before, but I think one of the important, another idea is that as when you have a dinner, you have a suda. A suda always comes to mechabit something. Like Shabbos, we have a suda Shabbos, to be mechabit the Shabbos. So at Yom Kippur, we have the suda. Obviously, we can't have the suda on Yom Kippur, I have to say before. But why do we have to be mechabit Yom Kippur? Because for Yom Kippur to have its koyach, to be able to be mechaper, you have to show that you mechabed it, and then it'll have a cloak. Just like if you mechabed the Torah, then the Torah will protect you. If you mechabed the begadim will protect you. But if you show a zilzul, then it's not going to be effective. And that's so in the last official shiur of the people of Be'ez Hashem have. We'll continue, but this official month, tomorrow's the Bechina. As Hashem, so that idea that our lives have to show proper covet to the important things of Shabbos, of covet b'nei Adam, covet, and you know all the things, but all the matanas tovas that Rosh Hashanah gives us Yom Kippur, time for slichah, gives us Shabbos. The Zohar says that all the brachas we get in the future. In the future week, are all because of Shabbos. So if you mechabit Shabbos properly, that's what we're going to be as Hashem continue with the shiurim, at least during June's man is covered all the Shabbos. Because if you mechabit Shabbos properly, you know how you dress on Shabbos, how you eat on Shabbos. It's a tremendous opportunity. We don't appreciate the chashivas of Shabbos. How the Zohar says all the bracha of the future week is coming from Shabbos, but that's only if we're mechaber. Just like everything we get that has a koyach, the koyach is only limited to the if we're mechaber that koyach, then we'll get the koyach. But if we're not mechaber, like a beggar is mechaber. But if you're not mechaber the beggar, it won't be mechaber. The Torah is matzil. If you're not mechaber the Torah, because you didn't make a brick as a Torah, it's not going to have that potency. So as Hashem, we should live our lives understanding that these never never underestimate the koyach of Shabbos, the koyach of Torah, the koyach of all these things that are. Things that we have every week that we take for granted, that's why they say Chofetz Chaim said, "Why should you end Shabbos early? It's such a koyach. We wanted to keep going as long as you can." You know, the mechabit Shabbos, properly, and Oydik Shabbos, and the Kovet Shabbos, and all the aspects of Shabbos. The same thing by Yom Kippur. So that's why we have to have a Suda to show that. And that's why when we make every morning, we make a Berkas HaTorah, we should realize that now we're giving the Torah, we're injecting in the Torah the ability to protect us, to be Mashpi on us. Because if we would just be learning, so learning is learning, but won't have that same effect. We say Birkas HaTorah, we're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we appreciate what you did. Asher Bachar Bani, we call on you. And that's a big yisod as we're coming up to Shavuos, the time of Matan Torah. That's like the Sefer Chinuch says. You may ask in this week's parasha, Amor, we read about the mitzvah of Sfira. And that's the same idea. Why do we have to have a mitzvah of Sfira? So Chinuch says we're to show our excitement for Kabbalah HaTorah. So because if we show we're excited, we're mechabit. Sfira is mechabit. That's why Shavuos is a funny name. It's all about the preparation. Shavuos is the weeks leading up to Shavuos. Now that's the name. Because you can say the same idea. Because if you're excited about something, it's always like some people, they go on a trip, they're more excited about the the preparation than the actual trip itself. You get psyched up. So the same thing, the whole Yantav of Shavuos is all about the weeks before, the Shavuos. Shavuos is because of the Sabbath Shavuos. But that gives the koyach of Shavuos, of Matan Torah, to affect us. And if we don't mezalzel in Shavuos, maybe that's why we're so makbid to paskin like the Bahad, that if you miss a day, you know, even though most Rishonim don't hold like that. But we want to be makbid in this Indian, because kefi, the ability of the Hachana, there used to be signs around why you say the name of Rav Salvechik. Said, Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana. There were signs. They used to put them all over. Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana, Rav Yosef Dov Salvechik. That's what it would say. This was probably before you were born, these signs. But that's what I'm telling you. They had these signs. Ein Kedusha B'li Hachana, Rav Yosef Dov Salvechik. But there was, you need Hachana, because that's the Hachana, the Sheva Shavuos of that. That's the Hachana of the Sheva Shavuos, and that's going to give chashivas to the day, and then it'll affect us. Just like if we have a brick as a Torah, it shows chashivas to the Torah, then it'll affect us. If we mechabed the beged correctly, then the beged will warm us up. With mevazeh the begadim, then not. So it's not so much they didn't say brick as a Torah, they were by brick as a Torah, but not saying brick as a Torah, it shows that there was a lack of covet of the Torah, and then if it can feed the koyach, the covet that you give and the hachana you give, commensurate with that will be the potency and the effectiveness, the efficacy of the Torah. And that's something very important in our lives. So, and again, Bezer Shem will be starting, see which day we'll start the summer. We'll see, you know, what day that will begin. And then, again, Yishkoi for everyone. You know, some people are going to be graduating, okay, but you should still stay in touch. The key is to stay in touch. You know, that's the key, to stay in touch. If you ever have a day off, to come by, and always be in touch. And Bezer Shem, we should be matzliach in everything, and the years that those he spent the yeshiva, that should have hashpa for all the future years. Okay, so I'm going to be calling Jacob Silberger tomorrow, as soon as I have a bar mitzvah to go to. So soon I'm on the way back. If I could get back by 11:30, we could have a machina here at 11:30. We'll call from 11:30. Assume 11:30. And I'll could just confirm it. If not, we'll have to do it at 1:30, but I think it'd be better for most people if they have it done earlier. So that's what we'll do. Okay.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake and Yehuda, for the sheer assistance. And everyone, but nice to everyone who comes is, because, eight sheer below Talmidim, just like a Kedusha. You speak to the wall. Today you can speak to the, you have Zoom, whatever, but it's also Talmidim, but every person who's here is a chelach, and a very important chelach. That's what, because the shir is not just a lecture, it's masa matan, it's, and therefore it's something that's, very important. And we always thank Rabbi Goldstein for being here as well, for coming every Thursday. We'd love him to come more often if he could, but at least Thursdays he comes. And okay, you should all have a good Shabbos. Okay.
Next week it's on Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll have to, we'll be in touch to see what time the Chumash year will be.
Andre, thank you. Yeah.
I can imagine. Jake.